welcome everyone to this episode of GI Expert. Hi everyone, my name is Grace Malone and I was assigned to be the GI expert of the esophagus and the stomach. So for the anatomy and parts, the esophagus is a long muscular tube that has a cervical, thoracic, and abdominal parts. The esophagus wall is composed of striated muscle in the upper part of it, whereas the lower part is composed of smooth muscle, and there's a mixture of two in the middle. And at the bottom of the esophagus, there is a muscular ring that seals the esophagus from the stomach, and that is called the esophageal sphincter. So for the anatomy and parts of the stomach is subdivided into four regions, actually. The first one is known as the fundus, which is an expanded area that curves up above the opening from the stomach and into the esophagus, which that is known as the cardiac opening. The second region is the body, which is also known as the intermediate region. It is the central and largest portion of the stomach. The third region is the antrum. It is the lowermost and actually funnel-shaped portion of the stomach. And the last region is the pylorus, which is a narrow area where the stomach joins the small intestines. Each of the openings, both the cardiac and the pyloric opening, has a sphincter muscle that keeps the other region closed, and that's except for when food is passing through. All right, next we have the locations in the body of both of these organs. So for the esophagus is a muscular tube that connects the throat to the stomach, and it is actually behind the trachea but in front of the spine. And then for the stomach is the muscular organ located on the left side of the upper abdomen. It receives food from the esophagus, and as it reaches the end of the esophagus, it enters the stomach through the muscular valve, which is called the lower esophageal sphincter. So, main functions in digestion for both organs. The primary function of the esophagus is to transport food from the mouth, throat, and then into the stomach, which is then digested. Whereas the stomach's functions are partially to store food temporarily, break down the food, and then the digestion of food in general. So next up, we have the enzymes produced in both organs. First up, the esophagus. The esophagus does not actually produce any enzymes, but it does produce mucus, which helps transport the food from the esophagus into the stomach. And for the stomach releases pepsin to digest proteins in ingested food. There are also some other enzymes in the stomach, such as amylase, protease, and lipase that aid in breaking down food. Amylase and some other carbohydrate enzymes break down starch into sugar, whereas protease enzymes break down proteins into amino acids, and lipase enzymes break down lipids, which are fats and oils, into fatty acids and glycerol. Now I will talk about the hormones and chemicals released by the organs. So there are no hormones released or produced by the esophagus, but gastrin is a hormone produced by the stomach, and that stimulates the release of gastric acid. And then for the chemicals that are released by the two organs, again, the esophagus does not release any chemicals, but the stomach does. The chemicals that are inside the stomach are pepsin, gastric juice, and hydrochloric acid. And all of these chemicals, the hormones, the enzymes, they all play a huge role in the digestive system and digestion of food in general. So next up are what biomolecules are broken down by the organs. So the esophagus does not actually break down many biomolecules, but in the mouth, the salivary glands produce saliva, which moisten the food and then makes it easier to pass through the esophagus and into the stomach. And the saliva is actually capable of breaking down starches in the food, which then pass through the esophagus and into the stomach. For the stomach, digestion is a form of catabolism, which breaks down large food molecules such as polysaccharides, proteins, fats, nucleic acids, and then they're broken down into smaller ones, ones such as monosaccharides, amino acids, fatty acids, and nucleotides. Last up, we will be talking about what can actually go wrong with the two organs. So starting off with the esophagus, the most common problem with the esophagus is GERD, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease. With GERD, a muscle at the end of the esophagus does not close properly, which allows the stomach contents to actually leak back into the esophagus and can end up irritating it, and that's the reflux part of it. Over time, GERD can cause damage to the esophagus. Other problems include heartburn, cancer, stricture, which is narrowing, and esophagitis can also occur. So now we're going to talk about what can go wrong with the stomach. Stomach problems include gastritis, gastric ulcers, which are usually caused by infection and cancer. Others include belching, heartburn, gastroesophageal reflux disease, which we already mentioned, GERD, hiatal hernias, which is a weakening area of the diaphragm that allows the stomach to protrude into the chest, actually, and gastritis, which is inflammation of the stomach lining, along with peptic ulcers. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of GI Expert, and make sure to tune in next time.